Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ukvar Mavoyer, we've already explained, She'ikar Hashmira Shel Kol Dovar Hu Emunah, that the main thing that guard, that watches over everything, is Emunah, faith. Shehi Bechinas Shomer, faith corresponds to the concept of Shomer, Ki Al Yidei Hu Emunah, Ve'ikar Hu Emunas Chachomim, Shebozeh Toli Kol Hu Emunah. Ah, now he's going to go into a whole explanation. We learned earlier that Emunah is Malchus and Shomer is Malchus, if you recall. They were both Nukva, feminine, and Malchus. We spoke about this before. But now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into it again in a different light. Kialidei hu Emunah, because through Emunah, ve'ikar hu Emunas Chachamim, and within Emunah, the most important aspect of it that we're talking about is faith in rabbis, faith in tzaddikim, shebozeh tolui kol hu Emunah, upon which is dependent a person's whole faith, alidezeh nishlam ha-Torah. Emunas Chachamim is what brings a shlemus to the Torah. It completes the Torah, because we said that that's the whole concept of Torah Shebal Peh. It complements and completes the Torah Shebichsav. V'nimtokin kol hadinim sheboilam, and all the harsh degrees that are in the world are sweetened. V'idezeh nizbatlin kol hahezekois shel kol mazike alma. If we say that all the dinim are nimtak, then it means then there's no more damages, there's no more destruction and accidents and people losing things and stealing things. V'nishmar kol dovar mehezek v'hepsid. And all items become protected from any form of damage or harm or loss. You follow? Rabbi Nizal says in this chapter, Likut Imran, that Emunah, especially Emunas Chachamim, brings a shleimus to the Torah, which means that the Torah, we said, is nichlal in the sechel hakoilo, in the upper level sechel, and that causes a sweetening of all types of din. When all types of din are sweetened, then there's no judgment, there's no losses and destruction and all of those kind of things, which means that things are well protected. V'alkein ha'umnin heim shomrei socher shechayov migneiv avavedu pturim eyonos. This is why the law is that a craftsman, a car mechanic, when you leave your car with him, he assumes the same responsibility to watch that car as does a watchman whom you pay to watch your car. Which means he's responsible for theft or loss, not theft, armed robbery. We're not talking about armed robbery where somebody comes over to him with a gun and says, give me the car. We're talking about theft more where accidentally he leaves the door open or he puts it in a place where it's not fully protected, that kind of theft. Or loss, meaning again, he parks it, you know, on a hill and he doesn't put the emergency brake on and the thing rolls down the hill and goes right into the river. Right. Those kind of things. You know, or he parks it right near a construction site and accidentally some cement gets poured on the windows and stuff like that, which causes a $300 damage, where he should have known better than to park it over there. You understand that?
A little bit negligence in all those cases.
Exactly. It's a little bit negligence. Not pshia, which is full negligence, which even a shomer chinam is chayav on.
Shomer, that's the fourth, right?
Right. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki kishe'ira chas v'sholem eze hezek v'hefsid, because when some type of damage or loss occurs, ze nimshach machmas pegam ho emuna kanal, it's a reflection of a defect in emuna, that the emuna isn't solid. V'alkein ha-hefsid shel gneva v'aveido toilin b'pegam ho emuna shel ha'uman, and therefore the type of loss that's incurred as a result of theft or loss, that goes, that we attribute to the craftsman. The hefsid shel oinsin habo al yidei chayaro v'listim mezuyon toilim b'balachefetz. Whereas the type of loss that's complete, that's due to circumstances beyond the watchman's control completely, for example, wild animals come along, or armed robbers come along, that we attribute to the owner. That we, the responsibility for it is the owner, not the craftsman, or not the watchman.
The onus?
Onus, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki gnevo vavedo nimshach mi pegam hadas. Because this type of theft, where he didn't really close the door, he didn't lock all the doors, let's say, or he didn't put on the alarm. There's a car, he locked the doors, but the car had an alarm also. Or the car had one of those metal bars that you put on it, and he could have put it on, but just he forgot to put that on. He locked the doors, he didn't put that on. Or the case of something being lost. Again, we say parks it in such a way where it rolls off a cliff, you know, that kind of thing. Where it's, again, let's say it wasn't raining, the ground was dry, so when he parked it initially, it was okay. But he was a yo-yo because he didn't take a look at the circumstances to see that all it needs to do is start raining a little bit, and the way he parked that car, as soon as a little water gets to those wheels, it'll start sliding down and go into the river. So in those cases, Rav Nosson Zal says, that type of loss comes from a pegam in das, a lack of thinking. Ki hagneva bo al yidei hesach hadas shelo shomroi koroi v'lo yisom daitoi heitev al hachefetz l'shomroi meganovim. Gneva, when an article is stolen in this way, usually it comes from a person not being conscious enough about it to think enough about the item to protect it properly from being stolen. V'chein ho aveido hi bevada al yidei hesach hadas. And certainly when an item gets lost, he loses it. Somebody's given a watch, you know, to keep, or anything, and it falls out of his pocket, then he loses it, that kind of thing. For sure, that's a matter of hesach hadas, that he wasn't thinking about the item. He wasn't thinking about his responsibility to look after it. Al kein toilin ze ha-hezek bepegam ha-uman. Therefore, we attribute the responsibility to the craftsman. Shepogam be'munas chachomim. He's the one who is poigem in his amunas chachomim, v'loy hemin shekol chochmas umenosoi nimshach rak mikoyach chachomim o'amitim hamechatshim batoira kanal. What do we mean by pigam in amunas chachomim on the part of a craftsman, a car mechanic, or a shoemaker? This, you know, what his pigam in amunas chachomim is, that he didn't attribute his knowledge and success in his craftsmanship to the Torah, to the rabbis who are learning Torah. That's pegam in emunas chachomim, where he didn't realize the kesher between what he's doing and the Torah, or the chachomim that are being mechadish in Torah. Vaydei zeh nifgam hadas. And that's what caused the pegam in das, shemishom bo hezek shel gneva vaveda shebo mikam hadas kanal. That's what caused the theft, or the loss, which comes as a result of pegam hadas. That lack of emunas chachomim. Avol hezek oinsin shebo al yidei chayaro v'liste mezuyon. Whereas the type of damage or loss that comes about through oinis, through circumstances beyond a person's control, shebo im b'li shum tarbula, which come without any type of action or inaction on the part of a guy that's watching it, rak bizroya romo lahazi, where they come without any excuse, they come without any justification, but rather they're simply coming with strong arm tactics to go do damage. A lion walks in and wants to eat up that sheep, you know, whatever it is. Ze toilin bebala chefetz. That responsibility we attribute to the one that owns the object. Ki hachefetz biatzmoi kemoi shehu mikoidim shemesaken oise humon. Because when we talk about an object that's being given to a craftsman to fix, before that craftsman fixes it, it's similar to the status of the world when Hashem first created it, where it still needed fixing. You know, the wheat needs to be cut and ground up into flour, etc., etc., all of those things. And the chiyus of the world at that time is coming from the Torah in its original state, as it was originally given from heaven. Before the rabbis added all the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, you know, the Torah Shebal Peh to it. V'gam etzem ha-Torah yesoido emuna. And we know that even when it comes to the most basic part of the Torah, the written Torah, let's say, its foundation is faith. Kamoshe Kosov, Kol Mitzvoisecho Emuna, as it says in Tehillim, that all the mitzvahs are based on faith. Umishom Mekablim Chius Kol Hachafetzim Sheboilam Kemoishehem Koidem Shemesaknen Oismaide Umnun. And that's where all objects in the world, before a craftsman works on them, they draw their energy and their life from that. If you recall, we explained in the previous year that there are two states, there are two statuses. There's the status of the world when Hashem first created it, where it was incomplete, and it was the reason why it was incomplete was because Hashem created the world from the Torah. And the Torah, in the manner that Hashem first gave it, was also incomplete. It's only through the Torah Shebaal Peh that the Torah becomes completed. So if the world was created using the Torah before the Torah Shebaal Peh came into being, in a sense, then the world had to be incomplete. So too, Rav Nosson Zal says, when a person has something that's in an incomplete state, here we talk about umnen, let's say you have a person who's a tailor, and you go to his tailor, and you bring him wool, and you want the tailor to make a sweater for you, or something like that, that wool, in its incomplete state, is drawing its energy and koichos from the Torah in its incomplete state, or from the world in its incomplete state.
It's cyclical? Is it always cyclical?
Yes, it's not just that it's cyclical. You have these two statuses, the before and the after, in a sense. And Rav Nosson Zal is showing here that any item before its tikkun is associated with the world before its tikkun and the Torah before its tikkun. And any item, once it gets its tikkun, is plugging into the world in its state of tikkun, and it's plugging into the Torah in its state of completion, with Emunas Chachamim, with the Torah Shebaal Peh.
So every level of completion, every level of tikkun, it progresses at the same time the world from its beginning progresses from one level.
And we're saying that the Torah, even in its incomplete state, was all still based on Emuna. Kol Mitzvoisech Emuna, even the written Torah, is all based on Emuna. Vohe Emuna Azois, Hu Bechinas Emuna B'Hashem Yisborach B'Atzmoi, U B'Etzem HaTorah, She'Hashem Yisborach Borah HaKoel Kamo Yishua Lidei HaTorah. That level of Emuna is a basic Emuna in Hashem Himself, and in the basics of the Torah, which is the written Torah, before it had all the bells and whistles added to it. Aval kishemes saknin adovor al yidei ha'umnin, whereas once the tailor has taken that wool and knitted a beautiful sweater from it, ze bechinas hatikun hanimshach al yidei emunas chachomim shemechatshim batoiru mashrimim atoiru kanal, that symbolizes the type of tikkun that's affected after the rabbis added their attachment, appendix to the Torah, after they added the Torah Shebaal Peh, which means after the Jews came to Emunas Chachomim and started, you know, and attached this whole additional piece to the Torah to be mashlimit. V'alkein, therefore, hahezik shel oinsin, the type of damage that comes about through circumstances beyond one's control, shebo al yidei chayro, which comes through wild animals, for example, or list mizuyan, or armed bandits, sheboim mizroya, which come, you know, with power, ze nimshach mi pegam ho emuna b'Hashem Yisborach ho betzem HaTorah b'atzma, kemo yishnetem b'shemayim. That kind of damage comes from the pegam in the basic emuna, in the emuna in Hashem Himself, and in the Torah, the written Torah, before all the other stuff was added. Shezehu bechinas koifer beikr chasashon. That's talking about a person who doesn't believe in the basics. V'alkein boyem olov listem mezuyen v'chayoro v'roitzem lakroi. That's why these things come upon him, these wild animals or these armed bandits that want to destroy him. Ki pogam beikr ho emuna kanal. Because he was poigim in the basics of emuna. V'alkein hezek oinsin shebali de chayaro v'listim toilim bepegam bal hachefetz shechiyusoy me'emuna pshuta v'kanal. Therefore, the responsibility for that kind of harm we attribute to the owner of the wool, which is the guy who's before the tikkun, before things get to any state of completion. Aval hezek gneva v'aveda. Whereas the type of harm that comes from gneva and aveda, theft or loss, shebali de pigama das, which is not coming from pigam emuna, but rather it's coming from pigam adas, toilin bepigam ha'umon, shepogam bemunas chachamin, shemishom kol chochmas homnes. That we attribute to the craftsman who was poigem in emunas chachamin, which is the source of the whole craftsmanship. Rav Nosson Zal here is distinguishing between two things, just like he did in an early halacha that we had. If you recall, a short while ago we learned the halacha where Rav Nosson Zal spoke about the type of problems that come from Shvira Sakelim and the type of problems that come from Cholol Aponui. Here, when it comes to somebody giving something to watch, if Reuven gives something to Shimon to watch for him, we're being shown that when it comes to Shomer Socher or Umnin, there's two possibilities of harm and damage. One possibility is Gneva Vaveda, one possibility is Oinsen. Rav Nosson, I'll compare it for you, it'll fit in sort of to what we learned before. Gneva Vaveda, if you recall, we learned earlier, was in the Shvira Sakelim family. It was more logical type stuff. Oinsen, lightning bolt striking, or a commando unit coming into the guy's house and blowing up the house, and besides his house getting blown up, some of his neighbor's cow that he was watching for the weekend getting killed, you know, those kind of things. That's Cholol Aponui type damage. In this halacha, Rav Nosson Zal is referring to the two. He's referring to the Gneva Vaveda as a Bechin of Pigam in Das versus the Oinsen as a Pigam in Emuna. Why? Because he's explaining that the world has two states. It's raw, incomplete state, which corresponds to the Torah in its rawest, incomplete state, of which the Yisoid is Emuna, Kol Mitzvoisecho Emuna. And then there's the world in its completed state, which corresponds to the Torah in its completed state, with all the Torah Shebal Peh, with all the Sforim added onto it, where the Torah is Nichlal in Chochmo Ilo, as we said earlier, Sechel HaKoilil, which is more like Das, which is more closer to the Das family. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that depending on which of these two now you have the guy who owns the wool, and he takes the wool to the tailor who converts wool into sweater. Now, Gneva Vaveda happens. Whose fault is it? We want to know who to blame. Rav Nosson Zal's analysis of where Gneva Vaveda is coming from, what kind of place that's coming from Pigam in Das, Gneva Vaveda. It comes from Hesech HaDas. It's that type of thing. Hesech HaDas, that's more in the Umnin family, that's more in the completed state family, that we attribute to the craftsman, who's the one who's completing the item. What caused the Gneva Vaveda? His Pigam in Emunas Chachomim. Because of the fact that he didn't believe the Shlemus, that his craftsmanship is plugged into the Torah, and it's plugged into the Chachomim who are Mechadesh in Torah, that just like he has the ability, that his ability to take wool and turn it into a sweater comes from the rabbi's ability to take one pasuk in the Chumash and give us a whole mesecht on tefillin about it, teach us all the laws of tefillin. Because his emun in that wasn't b'shlemus, that's why there was gneva v'aveda, and that we attribute to him. Whereas oinsen, you know, oinis, that kind of thing, list the mizuyim chayis rois, which is a type of thing that's closer, that has nothing to do with hesech hadas. It's just it's obviously a basic pigam in emuna that has more to do with the wool, not the sweater. That has more to do with the item in its incomplete state, which is associated more with its owner than the craftsman.
But isn't that that's kind of a balloon, right?
But exactly.
That's why I'm a little bit confused.
We said so that's
the gamin beforehand, in terms of which corresponds to
Hesachadas,
which corresponds to
Emunas Chachomim,
right?
Exactly.
That's why I'm a little confused, because it's Emunah, right? It's a lack of Emunah, but I thought that Emunah has to do with the other thing.
Rav Nosenthal's using the word Emunah for both, but he's giving two Emunahs. He's talking about the Emunah in Hashem and the
right.
Torah Shebichsav as the baby level of Emunah, the incomplete Emunah. And then he's talking about a graduated state of Emunah, where the Emunah includes the Torah Shebaal Peh, it includes the Chachamim, and that is more like Das, because he taught us, Rabbi Nizal taught us in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, that the Torah as is isn't ready, doesn't have a Shlemus. It doesn't have a Ashebora Lekim Lasois. Hashem says he created the world incomplete. That means that he created the Torah incomplete, because the world was a product of the Torah.
So the world
was incomplete, and the Torah is incomplete. What completes the Torah? The Chachamim, who came along and added all of their pieces to the Torah, when they completed it, that's what gives the Torah the ability to rise up to Chochma Eloh, to be Nichlal and Sechel HaKoylel, and to be mamtik all types of din, you know, every kind of din, that kind of thing.
Completion still takes place as long as there are chachamim that are writing this story.
No, it's also dependent on our emunah in them. It's not just the chachamim writing the svarim, to the extent that we believe in them and we respect all of these new svarim coming out, or to the extent that we laugh, they wrote another sefer. Who needs it? What do you need us? Need oil? We don't have enough svarim. That's Pigam and Emunas Chachamim, and that messes up all these things. So here he's telling us that the Emunas Chachamim is an Emunah that's more like Das. Not that's more like Das, that's the Emunah that elevates the Torah to the level of Das. Sechel HaKoylel, Chochmei Lo.